Hello and good afternoon. This is Greek Music Express, brought to you by the Voice of Greece. Our imaginary train is driven by our sound engineer, George Kostopoulos, and by myself, Hercules Kanon. Today, we'll be exploring the collaboration of a renowned avant-garde composer with a pioneering orchestra in the late 1970s that utilized tradition in order to produce progressive jazz fusion masterpieces. Welcome on board Greek Music Express. Our destination, Kyriakos Fetsas and the Greek Fusion Orchestra. In between the tracks, we'll be reading excerpts from the composer's autobiography that I currently have the honor of editing to be published next year. Thank you. The truth is that Kyriakos Fetsis' music is unique for many reasons. It's progressive, jazz and rock, as it should be. And when you least expect it, the traditional element appears, changing the entire mood. With the bass lines, the saxophone, the abstract piano, there's a feeling of wild freedom. Kyriakos Fetsis is one of our most unique and important composers of contemporary music. His wide range of repertoire reveals his creative qualities in fields such as electroacoustic music, contemporary jazz, music for cinema and theater, music for children, and so on. At the invitation of Manos Hatzidakis, the composer started as an external producer for the state radio in late 1975. He was given half an hour every week to produce original music for the second program of the Hellenic Radio Broadcasting Organization. Thus was born a six-member band known since then as the Greek Fusion Orchestra, whose main characteristic was the innovative way in which it combined various elements of contemporary music and Greek traditional music. Although this activity lasted for only 2 years, it became legendary. And at the time when the band had ceased to exist, Kyriakos Fetsis accepted in 1980 the offer to record at the historic Columbia Studios with the aim of releasing the album in the same year. Kyriakos Fetsis says the following about the album Without Borders. It is the swan song of the Greek Fusion Orchestra and a much-loved album of Greek jazz fusion from 1980 to the present day.
Thank you.
Fetsas formed the Greek Fusion Orchestra in 1976 to fulfill an ambition dating from the avant-garde period of the 60s while he was residing in Paris, to create a work that would push the boundaries of traditional Greek music. The result is a masterpiece of jazz fusion with progressive accents and a set of fascinating and complex compositions, all played by the best musicians of Athens at the time. Svetsas grew up on the island of Lefkada, where he studied classical music at the conservatory from an early age. At the same time, he was really attached to traditional music and especially the sound of the clarinet, the region's favorite instrument. From then on, Svetsas began playing with the gypsy orchestras at local festivals. This experience inspired him to create the Greek Fusion Orchestra after his return from exile in Paris in 1975. It was an orchestra mostly composed of members of the former Variety Music Orchestra, which had received a solid education in both classical and traditional music. Thus, he was able to realize his ambition that he could not do in Paris because it was impossible for him to find musicians trained in these different musical cultures there. Kyriakos Fetsas remembers. Greek Fusion Orchestra was made up of, in my opinion, the most worthy musicians of the 70s. These were performers who possessed a high degree of creative improvisational ability across a wide range of styles. Moreover, they had the desire and the will to coexist with me with the aim of creating a new musical proposal through the use and mixing of musical elements emanating from traditional, jazz and avant-garde music. At the beginning, as is always the case, there was a surprise on their part, but this was quickly overcome and we proceeded with mutual trust. The group consisted of Manthos Halkias, folk clarinet and alto saxophone, Yorgos Manikas, flute and tenor saxophone, Nikos Tatsis, guitar and electric lute, Yannis Terezakis, piano and cembalo, Yorgos Theodoridis, acoustic and electric bass, and Dimitris Marinakis, drums and percussion. These were the musicians of the first band. Later, in 1980, for the recording of the album Without Borders, others were added, including trumpeter Yannis Theodoridis. Today, after 4 decades, I believe that there was a very fruitful collaboration between us, perhaps unique in its time, a collaboration that has left behind several hours of original music, which will always be an aesthetic testimony of the Greek music scene in the past century. Kyriakos Fetsos continues, "It has indeed been a long time since then. That experimental search was the new air of the era and carried the echoes of the 60s in early 76 and up to mid-77 as a newcomer from Paris on the platform of the second program of the Hellenic Radio. I started these experimental paths with a number of excellent creative musicians. They involved set musical writing, a contemporary style, the mixing of multiple musical elements, and improvisation. It was a multidimensional musical combination that aspired to the formation of a unified language and expression. I was already using this musical multilingualism in more complex forms in my symphonic music. And it was then that my generation, escaping the dead end of the avant-garde, was in turn entering the world music scene, interpreting and embracing tradition in new terms, rediscovering the charm of melody, reinterpreting tonality, but in its own ways, minimizing and improvising, and doing a whole host of other subversive and non-subversive things. It was a new way to fall in love with music and to leave it not just with your mind, but to let it run through your body. I dare to say that having lived abroad for a long time, I carried similar experiences which I wished to expose or transfer as a person destined to do so to the Greek music scene of the time, disregarding the criticism and the consequences of my choices with the faith, hope, sensitivity, and why not the fanaticism of someone who experiences contemporary currents of expression and wants at all costs to share them." Some enthusiastically accepted that Greek fusion, and others turned their backs or were just indifferent.
Thank you.
Svetsa's notes. I began to approach traditional music in my first avant-garde Parisian works. Only that in these, the approach and its integration with all its transformations are hidden and difficult to read. I would say that my work was even deliberately elitist or even narcissistic. Today, I'm still at times snobbish or even defiant. Perhaps I want to fight the ignorance that surrounds and hurts me. I didn't do it out of arrogance in any way. The way I approach traditional language has been multifaceted. I was first of all interested in the compositionality, which is not present in Western music as expressed in the East, of two main elements, the melismatic and the rhythmic. Then, there comes a detection of a hidden harmony that I believe exists in the monodic folk music of the world and is hidden in the keynotes of the scales and in the relationships between them. These three main elements, melody, rhythm, harmony, which exist anyway in the West and in the East, in the North and in the South, I had to transform them in a way that would work integrated into a modern writing, both in its stylistic and in its aesthetic substance. Let me give an example. A simple, even traditional rhythmic pattern is played differently today than, say, a few decades ago. This alone creates a new fantasy in the listener-receiver. Imagine then, by extension, how many dream states can penetrate a listener's perceptual space through much more complex processes that a composer can invent. Did other musicians understand what I was doing? Certainly, some were able to understand and appreciate my suggestions accordingly. These were the ones who certainly possessed an advanced education and awareness of the international artistic scene of the time. Thank you. Kyriakos Fetsas concludes about his view on fusion and tradition. It used to be fashionable to play with the great works of great composers. That is, you listen to a Mozart or Beethoven symphony, disco style. You also listen to other great works in rock versions. In these arrangements, the arrangers, who were often composers themselves, used a whole host of musical tricks purely for sensationalism without any further artistic sensibility. This, in my view, was a fusion of a vulgar form on tradition, because Mozart's music is tradition just as a folk song is tradition. It does not matter if they are different musical genres. In this sense, then, I do not think that this fusion has created anything worthwhile in the art of music. And, by the way, let me make one thing clear. Diverse mixes, different blends, have always happened in the history of music. Nowadays, the international system, which unfortunately also defines art, wants to classify, to make categories, to label everything. It's all about marketing. In the end, fusion is also a matter of talent. And as far as talent is concerned, the issue remains confusing and largely unanswered. Can I, for example, convince someone to read Dostoevsky instead of light erotic literature? Today, we listen to pieces from the albums Without Borders and Greek Fusion Orchestra Volume 1 and Volume 2. But I'm afraid that today's tribute to Kyriakos Fetsas and his work with the Greek Fusion Orchestra has come to an end, and it is time to kiss you goodbye with traditional tune Samarina. From our sound engineer, George Kostopoulos, and from Hercules Economou, peace and love, and keep believing in the miracle of Greek music.